Welcome back. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Happy Easter to everybody. We're glad you're tuning in. And if you're just tuning in, you missed a couple great segments. We talked about Little Legged Lamb and just spent some time on a ham with Cowboy Rob Russell. You know, I miss him, Bob. It's been a while since he's been up to Michigan. I remember we had the unique opportunity to take him walleye fishing out on Lake Huron for the first time that he'd ever been walleye
fishing. With Captain Ken.
With Captain Ken, yeah. From Gyra Charters.
Wasn't
Captain
he
Ken's.
In heaven?
Oh, man, we had so much fun.
You know, I have Captain Ken booked in May.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Taking all my brothers and brother-in-laws up there.
Oh,
yeah, we're going to have us a nice day out on the bay, and we're going to spend the night just like we do. But Gyra Charters, he's on the website. Hook up Captain Ken if you want the best walleye trip in Michigan.
The dude puts you on fish.
Hook up with Gyra, man. He's awesome.
We've limited every time out there in that Saginaw Bay that we've ever been on his boat, and we've taken a lot of people up there.
So I brought you a couple treats this morning. This one is a Ballast Point. It's called Sculpin. It's their American Pale Ale.
Got a big tiger fish on the
front.
And
Ballast Point, yeah, that's they're a big operation. And you know, the cool thing about all this stinking travel I have to do is I'm getting out to the West Coast a bunch, and this is a San Diego beer.
Yeah, your kids are out there, so yeah. That's cool. I get it. 7% by volume. You can probably find this at some of your specialty beer stores.
It is. Yeah. I got that at Siciliano's.
Pretty cool.
Yep. And it's Ballast Point is everywhere now, so they've kind of – their distribution's exploded. On the East Coast, I'm picking up lots of great beers, great wines. This country can produce. I mean, I think Europe used to be the place to get good beer.
Yeah, and we would be remiss if we didn't talk about the situation that happened in Brussels. We'll just touch on it real quick. But there's some fabulous beer that comes out of Belgium, and that's just a tragedy that happened out there. And our thoughts and prayers go with the people
it's awful.
That are over there, man.
It's awful.
It's just terrible.
These people that do that, they're just bastards. And I say we just absolutely destroy them.
Yeah, well, we'll let our military do that. And we talked a little bit about GI barbecue.
Well, no, wait a minute. You know, you say we'll let our military do it, but they're coming to our soil. They're already here, dude.
Oh, yeah, sure.
They're already here.
Sure they are.
So, no, I don't say you just let your military do it, because every citizen has to be ready for the potential that one of these guys is going to go ape, you know what, in your area. So
it seems to be very random, doesn't it?
It does, but whether it's a bomb or if it's just some guy slashing, I mean, if you don't have your concealed carry, get it. Get it. Call Prince Arming. I just talked to... Yeah, Major Prince this
Major
week.
Steve,
yep. Yep. And get your concealed carry, because you just never know when one of these jackasses might be in your town and they've got a real, you know what,
well,
for
the
us.
Crazy part is they blow themselves up. That part.
Yeah, but they also just get
that.
Guns and they shoot up
sure.
places
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
So you have to be prepared.
And heaven forbid that ever happens in your community. We don't wish that certainly on anybody.
So my point is just you can't say let your military do it.
Right.
Because
good point.
It's everybody.
Good point. Smoked turkey breast.
Don't
man.
Get me going.
I did, and I'm sorry to all of our listeners.
I smoked some turkey breast too.
Yeah, because I just flipped the switch and it just went down the
sorry.
Track. That's
okay,
all I can do.
I'm happy now.
Right.
I have a Ballast Point Sculpin.
All right.
Life is good. Still gonna kill me one of them jihadis.
Yeah.
smoked turkey breast. It's a fantastic piece of protein.
It absolutely
fantastic.
Is because
and it's cheap.
Now, do you cook those with the skin on or the skin off most of the time?
I'd have to say the skin's always on them.
Right, exactly. Yep. And that what that does is it keeps a little bit of that moisture in there.
A little
bit. And the outer doesn't dry out. And it's not the part that's sitting on the grate that dries out, believe it or not, because you're smoking them on an offset. It's the top part that
yeah,
always
and
dries
it,
out.
It depends on, you know, that's a good point. Are you smoking it or are you grilling it?
Right.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever grilled a turkey breast. That might be a challenge. You could probably do it if you wrapped it in bacon. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to keep the skin on it. But, you know, it's so simple. Turkey breast, it just, again, I hate to sound like a broken record, but it's salt and pepper. Little EVO. I mean, you could add some lemon flake or orange peel or something like that to it if you wanted to, but doesn't need much. It's just so good when you roast it like that.
Yep.
And go easy on the smoke. It's a white meat.
Right.
You don't want to put a bunch of flavor wood on it. If you're using good lump charcoal like Parker Pure Mountain Charcoal,
mm-hmm.
easy for you to say.
You know, one of the things I like to do is the flavored EVOs. And when you get to those citrus, there's a tangerine EVO, and that puts a really really nice flavor profile on that turkey breast, because turkey breast can be bland. It just doesn't have a ton of flavor like a piece of beef does. But if you put a little bit of that citrus, you could use lemon if you like it. I tend to use the orange more on the fowl than
I like
do the lemon too.
Yeah, but, and you know, speaking of that whole tangerine profile, the Old World Olive Company has the tangerine balsamic.
Right.
I've been using that on the chicken thighs when I finish them off. Oh my goodness, is that a fantastic way. So for fowl, again, tangerine, right. same deal, but I'm using it on the thighs because I'll like grill them with the butchered side down, skin up, and then I'll finish them off, get the skin crispy, and then I'll turn them upside down so that the skin's down, and to finish them off, I'll take that tangerine balsamic and just run a little drizzle
it on
over there.
There,
and oh my gosh, then you shut the grill off.
Yep,
it is unbelievable.
Let it sit on there.
Fantastic.
Absolutely. What about dessert on the grill? It's Easter time, and we haven't talked about it. You've got this little pineapple upside down thing.
Do you like that?
I do. I really like it.
I love it.
Yeah.
And Didn't your mom make it? Yeah,
but not on the grill.
No, but I think kids that grew up in the 60s, 70s, 80s,
right.
I don't see it so much anymore.
With a little maraschino cherry.
Yes,
she used to take the pineapple rings and put the maraschino cherry
exactly.
in the middle of each one of those, and then you flip the thing over when it's done.
Oh,
right?
So you just get if you have the, you know, nice Lodge cast iron skillet,
sure.
a big one, and you just put lots of butter in the bottom, brown sugar, and then you lay your pineapples out, and you can put the cherries in or not. When you're a kid, you like the cherries.
They look nice.
That's right.
Come on.
And then you just basically pour a white cake mix over it, mm-hmm. and you put it in an offset mode on your grill, throw it in the oven, in the smoker, go light smoke, no smoke, just charcoal, right. and just bake it like a cake. And you've got that pan all rubbed up with lots of butter. Did I mention lots of butter?
Right.
It's so good with all that brown sugar. You flip it upside down and just leave it alone.
Yep.
And you have to actually do that flipping fairly soon, because that brown sugar is going to want to congeal. And so you're going to want to get it off that cast iron as quick as you can.
Right.
So you got to think about what you're flipping it onto.
Yeah.
So you just take a nice big platter, put it over the pan, turn the thing upside down, and just leave the pan there. Just leave it there, because that cake will drop when it's ready.
I see.
Fantastic.
Wow.
God, I'm so hungry.
I am too. Well, you know what? That sounds like a man way to cook your pineapple upside down, so it's time for a little bit of man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Today's man law is brought to you by Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan. And it kind of ties in with Snap Fitness. Phrases that may never be uttered to another man while lifting weights. Yeah, baby, push it. Come on, give me one more. Another set and we can hit the showers.
Ooh, that last one just got a little creepy, man.
Well, there's another one here. I can't read it on there.
It's that's good. I saw Tony. He stopped by, dropped off a couple pasties. And you know what he brought me? He brought me gravy, man. He knew that nobody eats ketchup with pasties. But you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's Easter weekend. Spend some time with your family out in the backyard. Fire up a grill. We taught you how to do a few things here on the grill.
Hope you learned something.
All right.
God
Thanks
bless
for
you.
Listening, and bless you, and have a great Easter.